HealingPowerHour.com. Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. Today's show is sponsored by MIMS Complete Auto Body and Repair, located off of Highway 85 and Roberts Drive in Riverdale, Georgia. For free estimates, as well as to get your fender bender fixed, give them a call at 770-907-9629. And I will say personally that these people are very reputable. You do not have to worry about them overcharging you or taking advantage of you if you're a woman and giving you a whole bunch of mechanical jargon and then give you a big price tag at the end of all that. So if you want someone reasonable and who really will look out for the betterment of your car, and this is for external appearances, they're not mechanics, but they're, if you get in an accident or anything, these are the people to go to. Once again, that number is 770-907-9629. And this program is also sponsored by Celestial Healing Wellness Center. We are Atlanta's leading holistic wellness center in the Southeast region, specializing in women's health and fibroid shrinkage, as well as fitness and personal training, hypnotherapy, and we also have some quality certified massage therapists here. So whenever you have any aches and pains, or you're an athlete who need to get that uric acid out of your muscles, come check us out. Our phone number is 770-603-0141. That's 770-603-0141. And once again, that is Celestial Healing Wellness Center. Those are our sponsors. Well, as you can see, this is today's first episode. And I am going to make a strong attempt to record one of these a week. And I'm going to make it 30 minutes each. So we'll have 30 minutes each topic on one subject. And today's topic is fasting. So we're going to talk about fasting, because I get a lot of emails about fasting. How should I fast? When should I fast? And what can I and cannot do? And is it dangerous? And this, that, and the other. And, you know, frankly, I think it's important to tell you that when you send me, Dr. Akila, a personal email saying, you know, I'm thinking about going on a 21-day fast, or I'm thinking about going on a 30-day fast, what do you suggest? I don't suggest anything, because I don't know anything about you. And I think we need to stop doing that to holistic doctors, naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, any holistic practitioner in the professional field. I believe the public think that you just call us and ask us to engage our psychic abilities and tell you exactly what's going on with you without knowing your age, without knowing your past health history, without even knowing your current health status, without knowing any medication you are on, because that is very important. You know, when you're coming to me and you're asking me about advice about you and I have no idea who you are, I don't know anything about you, you know, be careful when you get advice from someone who is willing to give it to you and they don't know anything about you. Everyone who asks me personal advice and I don't know them, I tell them, hey, set up an appointment with me for either a phone consultation or come see us in person, come make an appointment and come see me in person, so that I can know about your body and give you the proper health regimen that is suitable to your physical needs and your lifestyle. Someone could be in tip-top shape, but they don't have the time to sit and eat 5 to 6 meals, small meals a day. Or they just don't have time to even shop on their own. Or you work the graveyard shift and you sleep during the day. These things are very important, in addition to what type of medication you're on and how many you're on. I mean, you can have a big grocery bag of pharmaceuticals and then you want to add some herbs to that, which may cause an adverse reaction in your body. And you have to be careful with that. So just, you know, take some precaution and think about this. When you ask me or any other naturopathic doctor or holistic practitioner personal information for your body and your body only, understand that we do not know you and we cannot give you any justice without knowing personal information about you. And that is the only way we can get that personal information is through a consultation of some sort, whether it's phone or you're seeing us in person or we're doing it live online in a chat room. I need a way to ask you questions to find out as much information about you as possible so that I can write the proper formula for you. And that goes for everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. If you're asking me questions about emotional health, if you're asking me questions about physical health, if you're asking me questions about a certain diet, if you're asking me questions about fasting, you know, I need to know this information. So, you know, just give me a call. My prices are very humble. And I keep them that way because I have an understanding that health insurance does not support naturopathic doctors. And why should they? We are here to help you rid yourself of illnesses and diseases, not cater to it. So if we are helping people, you know, get rid of all their medications and heal themselves from any and all illnesses and diseases, what is the purpose of having health care? What is the purpose of having a health insurance? Excuse me. What is the purpose? When I left the police force in 1997, yes, I used to be a police officer for 5 years. That's when I wasn't aware of what I'm supposed to do here on earth. I didn't get insurance since then. I haven't had health insurance since 1997. And you know what? I didn't even need it when I had it. I don't eat. I can't say I eat perfectly, but I eat very healthy. 90% of my diet is very healthy. 10% is junk, and I believe in having that 10% because it's good to have 10% of junk so you don't go crazy or have a relapse. And that's one of my many secrets with weight loss. When I have clients sign up for weight loss packages or they want to hire me as a personal trainer, what I do is I make sure that they have something, some kind of desirable food item, whether it's a piece of cake or some cookies. I don't believe in denying the body certain type of foods that you crave. You know, there's a certain day and there's a certain time to have this type of food and have as much as you want without even worrying about it causing any type of weight gain in the future. So anyway, I'm going off on a rant here. So let me get back to fasting. So let's talk about what fasting really is, because some people don't really know what fasting is. I'm surprised that people are saying that they're on a fast because they are abstaining from meat. But they're eating everything else, but they're not eating meat, so they consider that a fast. No. Fasting is abstaining from food. Period. Period. You're not eating anything. Just because you're eating a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables and you're not eating meat does not mean you're fasting. You're fooling yourself by telling you're fasting, but you're not fasting. Fasting is you're not eating any type of solid food. You're not chewing. If you chew for any reason whatsoever, you're eating, and that goes for gum. So that is not a fast, because you are not eating any sugar, or you're not eating any bread, or you're not eating any meat. No. If you go for 24 hours without eating any solid food, that is considered a fast. Religious fasts are 12 hours, like Ramadan. That's a 12-hour fast, and it is officially called a fast because for those 12 hours, the Muslims are not eating. They're not eating within that 12 hours, so they are doing that, and that religious fast is legitimate, you know, 12 hours. A health-type fast starts 24 hours and above. So you have a 24-hour fast. You have a 3-day fast. You have a 7-day fast. 14-day fast. A 21-day fast, which is one of my favorites. I do a 21-day fast probably once a year, now that I'm bodybuilding. Before I got into bodybuilding, I used to do a 21-day fast. When winter goes into spring, and that's called spring cleaning, so I would do a 21-day fast during that time. And I will also do a 21-day fast when either fall is going into winter or summer is going into fall. So I would do a 21-day fast during that time too. You can really do a 21-day fast each season, actually. So you don't really have to necessarily wait twice a year like I was doing. Now, because I am competing in bodybuilding, I don't have the time to, or no, I just don't. I don't have the time to do two 21-day fast regimens. So I do one 21-day fast, and that's in the fall going into winter, because that's when competition season is over for me. So my last competition is usually in September, no later than October, and then shortly after that I go into a 21-day fast to just cleanse my body and heal it from, not necessarily heal it, but give it a rest. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat like crap for a week, and then I go on a fast. Because when I usually prepare for a competition, I eat perfectly for 14 weeks. That means I'm denying myself the correct food. I may eat a cheat item. That's what we call it here in bodybuilding land. We call it a cheat item. A cheat item could be like a plate of pancakes or a bowl of oatmeal sweetened with white sugar and butter, something crazy, or you know, bean burrito or something fattening like a cake or five candy bars. No, not necessarily five candy bars, but anyway, I would have one cheat item a week, and then I'm dieting perfectly, eating 5 to 6 small meals every 3 hours throughout the day, every day. Working really hard in the gym and also doing 2 sets of cardio, 1 in the morning and 1 after weightlifting. So, you know, when you go through all that for 14 to 16, 17 weeks, your body is like, hey, I want a break. And usually around about that time after I get off the stage, that's when I just go crazy and I just eat. I don't binge, don't get me wrong. I don't binge eat, but I tend to frequent the buffets and I eat guilt-free. And right after that week of eating whatever I want, how I want, what time I want, that's when I go on a 21-day fast and just, you know, cleanse my entire system and let my body heal from that introduction of bad foods. So 21-day fast, and of course, the maximum day fast I suggest is 30 days. I usually, unless you're a professional faster, then you can do more than 30 days. I've been fasting for so many years. The longest phase or the longest period of fasting I ever done was 33 days. And I had to make myself break off that fast because I was just getting too thin. And speaking of that, let's talk about why you're fasting. I am totally against people fasting for weight loss purposes, and let me tell you why. Yes, it does work if you do the Master Cleanse, which is my favorite. It's one of my favorite fasting methods. Let's talk about the methods. You got the Master Cleanse. People don't know what the Master Cleanse is. The Master Cleanse is cayenne pepper, fresh lemon juice with water. It could be distilled or alkalized water. Grade B maple syrup. And that's it. And you drink this as often as you want, as many times as you want, throughout your fast. And I love the Master Cleanse. Had lots of health benefits from the Master Cleanse. Another fasting method that I enjoy is juicing. Now, when you do juice, I highly suggest you juice with vegetables. And if you want to include a fruit, it has to be a neutral fruit. And the neutral fruit I suggest is an apple. Doing a banana and or mangoes or pineapples, I do not recommend that type of juice fast. However, it is still officially a juicing fast. Or a liquid fast, that's the third one. If you're doing a liquid fast, that means you're doing nothing but drinking liquids. But let me also put emphasis that it has to be healthy liquids, not coffee, not energy drinks, not Gatorade. It has to be, you know, raw fruits and vegetables, and it's in liquid form. Or you can even get the, what is that, the Greens Plus. That's some good stuff. You can get algae, green algae, any type of protein powder that's in natural form, spirulina, chlorophyll, those type of things, wheatgrass. You can drink those. When I do a liquid fast or juice fast, I don't deal with citrus or any other fruit. I may or may not, depending on my mood, will use apples, but it's rare. My juice, when I do a juice fast, I usually deal with strictly vegetables. And I may add a garlic or a ginger and wheatgrass in it. Chlorophyll, love chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is so nutritious. And it has so many minerals in it. When I deal with pregnant women, I tell them just throw those prenatal vitamins away because they can't touch chlorophyll. And if you take chlorophyll, spirulina, alfalfa, your body and your baby will have an abundance of nutrients. So don't even worry about the prenatal vitamins because it's not that much vitamins in them anyway. You can't pack, if you're deficient in certain type of vitamins, there's only so much you can put in that little pill. So remember that. But since people don't eat right anyway, they're good under the circumstances. But if you eat decent, you don't need them, you know. So I would juice carrots, spinach, celery, very good. One beet or half a beet. You have to be very careful with beets because they will cause a healing crisis with your liver if you use too many beets. What else I would put in there? I would put cucumbers, delish. And then I would may add like 2 cloves of garlic and a little bit of ginger and wheatgrass, and just stir it up, and it's delicious. I mean, it's when you drink it, you just feel your body coming alive. So that's what I would drink. And then I will also add the Master Cleanse in there too. So you can do both, because that's what I do. When I do a 21-day fast, if I'm in a mood to drink my vegetable juice, I will drink that. If I'm hungry or I feel hunger coming, then I'll drink my Master Cleanse drink. And you can alternate between the two. So don't worry about it if you're if you get on a Master Cleanse and you want to juice some vegetables. Go ahead. It's still liquid. Remember, you're not eating. It's still a fast. So if you're just starting out, I highly suggest that you either get with someone who has fasted before, or you talk to a holistic practitioner like myself or anyone that you can Google in your area and pay for their services to guide you into the proper way of fasting. Because especially if you're currently on medication, or if you had chemotherapy in the past, it is important, it is imperative that you consult a healthcare practitioner before you fast. Because it's, oh, and most of all, if you were a heavy drug user in the past, and a heavy drug user of any kind. See, what happens is that the drugs, recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs that you get legally from the doctor, these things stay in our system for a long period of time. The body slowly expels it out depending upon our health status. And the drugs that have not been expelled are staying dormant in our system. And when you fast, fasting is a cleansing cycle. Fasting is a cleansing method, and it takes a lot of energy to digest food. This is why when I have health clients who hire me as a personal trainer, or who hire me as a nutritional coach or someone to help them lose weight, the biggest thing I tell them is to not eat a huge meal at night. Why? One, the metabolism is running slow at night. Okay? And that means your digestive system, is not functioning at its highest level. The sun is down, so is your digestion, so is your metabolism. So you're not able to digest the food as fast as you would if you was eating during the day. And therefore, the food that rots is gets stored in the body as toxins, toxic waste. And the other food that's slow to be digested is turns also into waste, or it doesn't do the body any good. So that gets pushed in the colon. But if you're constipated and there's no more room in the colon, then the body just deposits fat, you know, and that's how you gain weight. And people notice that they're more hungry at night than they are during the day. It's because they're skipping meals. They're not eating breakfast. They're not eating lunch. Or if they are eating lunch, they're eating something like chips or something that's nutrient deficient. And they come at night, they're hungry. And then they go to McDonald's or Burger King, and they order all this crazy food that will sit on the stomach and then put on extra pounds when they wake up in the morning. And they want to know why they're overweight. Well, that's one of the reasons. So when you're doing a fasting, eating is a lot of energy. And so when you're fasting, you're not eating anymore. So therefore, you are using the energy that you would use to eat. You're using that energy to digest your cleanse your body of any waste, of any toxins, of any dormant illnesses. And these things get cleansed out, and it's important to drink lots of water, and also it's important to do enemas. And I need to do another show on enemas, because that's another topic in another time. And speaking of another time, gee whiz, I cannot believe the time it is. It's time for me to go. Oh, geez, guys. Okay, I'm going to have to do a part two. So this is fasting part one. I'm going to do fasting part two, I promise. So I'm going to have to end it now and go out with a song. I don't know what song I'm going to pick, but I'm going to pick one exit song. So come to my website, celestialhealing.net, which you can get to it by going to healingpowerhour.com and look on the radio page, and you will see another link in the future, which is called Fasting Part 2, because this is going to be Fasting Part 1. And I promise to be more organized with the information and not go all over the place. So that's what happens when I do things, when I ad-lib stuff. So anyway, I want you all to have a great day, a healthy tomorrow, and a prosperous year. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at docakila@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call at 770-603-0141. I look forward to hearing from you, and this is Dr. Keela, and I am out. See you next time.
Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.